I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Andrew Sadinsky is a freshman at Chatham High School. He likes to go skiing and play baseball. During the summer, he enjoys going to the beach, fishing, and going to new places. His favorite place to be is Park City, Utah, where he can ski all day. He also enjoys spending time with family and friends.
I believe in training wheels. In life, there are things you will need help with. Kids need the wheels at first, but one day, they will learn how to ride their bike. Just like in life, they will get help, but eventually, you learn how to do something and you become more independent. Just like getting your training wheels on. It is okay to ask for help in life. Asking for help is part of growing up. As a child, you didn't just know how to tie your shoes. You had to have help. But as time went on, you became more independent and could tie your shoes by yourself. I remember when I was first learning to ride a bike that I thought was going to be easy, and I refused to put training wheels on the bike. You need training wheels. They're there to help you, my dad coaxed as I ignored him and hopped on my bike. Those were the words I heard as I started to bike down the street. I was wobbling and going too fast. For a second, it looked as if I was not need the training wheels, and I was happy. Then as I increased my speed, I realized that I was not able to turn my bike. I neared the end of my street, and I knew I had to turn around quickly. I tried to slow down, but I couldn't. It was at that moment I realized that I needed the training wheels, but it was too late. I realized my mistake and made an effort to turn the bike around. I fell off my bike onto the ground. Luckily, I didn't seriously injure myself, and I was able to learn from that experience. From that day when I was 5, I realized that I could have asked for help that day, because I would not have fallen. However, that fall may have been worth it, because I realized in the value in asking for help. Another example of a time that I had training wheels was when I crossed the road as a young child. As I was a young child, I needed to have an adult help me cross the road. I may have wanted to cross the streets by myself, but I always had to have someone hold my hand and do it with me. Eventually, though, just like on a real bike, you get your training wheels off and you're able to do the task on your own. I learned how to properly cross the road by myself and get around town from watching parents and adults that I was with when I was younger. This story just further proves the importance of getting help from others throughout your life. When you don't know how to do something and you ask for help, you learn, and then in the future, you are able to do the same thing by yourself. Guidance is key to learning about things. No one just knows how to do something. They can teach themselves, but it is always easier to learn from someone who has done what you need to do. Once you learn how to do something, it's like taking off your training wheels, because you will no longer need assistance. My experiences have allowed me to see that asking for help is important and is part of life. Today, crossing the road and riding a bike are very simple tasks. Without receiving help with those things when I was younger, those tasks may still seem quite difficult today. Although I don't usually ask for help on many things, the things I have asked for help on have turned out much better than they would if I had done them by myself. Getting a lesson on something from someone when you don't think you need it isn't always easy, but I know it has its benefits.